Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to our show. I'm Jill Dunn, one of your co-hosts. And yay, I feel like it's finally summer. And Carlene, we have to tell everybody that for the first time in like almost a year, we just saw each other face to face.
I know. Wasn't that so nice? We had like a latte together.
Yes.
By the park.
And a croissant.
And a croissant, of course. We had to have our croissant. It was so nice to see you in the flesh, Jill. And yes. I know now Jill's gone out to the East Coast for the summer, so we won't see each other for a while again. But I'm so happy for you just to like breathe in that sea air. I'm jealous.
Oh, yes. After I get out of quarantine, then yes, I will be eating all the lobster and being by the beach. And I'll be wearing my new sandals that you gave me for my birthday. So thank you so much.
Do you like those? Did they fit?
They did fit. They did fit.
And we're talking about Arizona loves, guys. If you know, you know. They're like the Trekkie sandals with the recycled bandanas all over them. They're so cute.
They're so cute. And I can't wait to have somewhere to actually wear them, like with jeans, like the long denim, like Bermuda shorts or whatever. I'm just like pumped to have new sandals for summer. You always have to have some new kicks. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you know
so
what
thank
they go.
You for those.
Oh, you're welcome. But you know what they go so perfectly with, Jill? Mm-hmm. The summer dress, the floral summer dress.
They actually do. Wow. Wow. How did you do that? The segue?
Seamless,
is not even
guys.
Scripted, but she did it. She did it. She turned it around to tell you about what today's episode is all about.
That's right. So today we have a damn goods for you guys, which we've titled the Summer Dresses of Makeup. So what does that mean? This is your go-to makeup that's easy, breezy, and beautiful, to borrow an often used phrase in beauty. We're talking about like lightweight finishes, healthy glow, gorgeous textures, feathery lashes, luscious lips. It's that vibe of the summer dress, you know, like not trying too hard. Just threw it on, radiating joy, you know?
Personally, like I kind of switch over my makeup bag from like winter to summer stuff, just like I do my closet. I don't know if you do that.
I do. Okay. And I have a bit of like a formula. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to be sharing some of that like secret sauce formula with you today. You're going to be hearing about a setting foundation powder that even those of us who don't usually use powder have fallen in love with. So there's no cakiness, no separation, the rest. We're also going to be telling you about our favorite blushes and bronzers that's perfect for getting that peaches challenge kind of a glow, you guys. And stay tuned till the end. We're going to talk about the latest fluffy stay put mascaras that even stayed put for me after I ran 3K in the heat. So you'll want to hear about that.
Okay, I need to know. I need to know it all. So we've got all the cute stuff you're going to want to stash in your makeup bag. And don't forget, of course, we always list everything that we talk about over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com, so you can shop the links and everything there. So cue the peaches, playlist, mojitos. Listen up, everyone. This is our damn good summer dresses of makeup episode just ahead.
This episode is brought to you in part by Sakara. So I have really fond memories of my last trip to LA. All the things that are just so LA, like oat milk lattes and skin contact wines. And the salads, they're so next level. They're like super healthy, but also really delicious. I didn't even think that was possible. That's pretty much what Sakara does in a nutshell. Sakara is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. They're organic, ready-to-eat meals. They're made with powerful plant-based ingredients, and they're designed to boost energy, improve digestion, and get skin glowing. They're creative, they're chef-crafted, and they're ready to eat, which I love. You don't have to do anything. There's breakfast, lunches, and dinners, and the menu changes every week so you don't get bored. It's also delivered fresh to your door anywhere in the U.S. And here's an example of what I'm talking about. This week, they're serving up pink pear and kohlrabi tricolor salad with white beans, kohlrabi slaw, prickly pears, hazelnut crunch, and a lemon nigella vinaigrette. Sounds so good. I actually recently discovered kohlrabi. It's so tart and yummy. Along with delicious plant-rich meals, Sakara also offers daily wellness essentials like supplements and herbal teas to support your nutrition. Experience the transformative power of plants with their best-selling Metabolism Super Powder. It's made with organic raw cacao. It works to boost energy, eliminate bloating, minimize sugar cravings, and reduce fatigue. So great for that 3 o'clock wall. And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/beauty or enter code beauty at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/beauty. to get 20% off your first order, sakara.com/beauty. And now back to our show.
Okay, so Carlene, it sounds like your first product is like a sister to like my Holy Grail foundation. So what do you have over there?
You know what? It's funny that I ended up testing this and not you. We're talking about the Giorgio Armani Beauty Luminous Silk Glow Fusion Powder. It is $64 US and it's $82 in Canada. There are 10 shades, and this came out back in April. So, Jill, I'm going to show it to you here. It's a beautiful compact, and it's kind of gotten a revamp.
Damn, they do it right. They do it right. I'm sorry. It's like you. I know, it's neo nude on the top, and it's like that logo.
It's got a little wave print on the powder, and then you open it up, and you've got this little mini brush that you can use to apply it. So the reason why we're kind of joking around is because Jill's Ride or Die foundation that she's talked about many, many times on the show is, of course, the Armani Luminous Silk foundation, which we know is in the makeup bags of so many professional makeup artists around the world and has been for, like, I think it's 20 years since it originally came out or something like that. It's a cult favorite. So I was excited to try the new Glow Fusion powder. I just want to clarify that there was an existing Luminous Silk powder. So this new one is replacing what has now been discontinued.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had to get that kind of clarified by the PR. And what's interesting is that the original Luminous Silk powder was a demi matte finish, while this one is a glowing finish. So it's quite the opposite.
So it's got that luminous. We've got that luminous word back in effect with this product, it sounds like.
That's right. And I think some of the original users are maybe not so happy, judging by the reviews. But for myself, as a first-time user, I really fell in love with this product. And it's funny because now that I read the reviews, I was like, I want to try the original because people were going on and on about it. But of course, it depends on your skin type, right? Like for myself, I'm normal to dry, and I do get oil in my T-zone in the summer, obviously. My face does sweat like everyone. So I am more drawn to like more of a glowy look. But if you have oily skin, you're going to really miss that demi matte. And so RIP to that. But for anyone who tried it for the first time, I'm in the camp of those reviewers. They're all loving this new formula. One thing I want to say off the hop is that I don't usually wear foundation powders. I've only just started using setting powders because we are recording on Zoom so often, Jill. I just don't want my makeup to move. So I have started getting into powders a little bit more.
Can I just ask a question? Yeah. Is it a setting powder or is it a foundation?
Yeah. So it does come in 10 shades. So I think that would indicate more that it's a foundation powder. Okay. The purpose that I use it for is to set my makeup.
Oh, okay.
So I don't use it all over my face. And I only use it in my T-zone where I do get a lot of oil because I don't want my oil to move. So that's one of the things I was going to say is that I just want to share with you how I used it, where I really loved this look. So I always, in the summer, like we talked about, we switch over our makeup in the summer, right? So I put my foundations aside and I switch over to a tinted moisturizer. So right now I'm using the Laura Mercier oil-free tinted moisturizer,
which I
love. It's just so solid. It's another cult fave. It gives you a demi matte finish. And I think that's honestly the perfect base for this powder from Armani because it does have a little bit of that luminous, you know, that I hate to even use the word shimmer because I think that's a bit frightening for people, but it does have that kind of luminous finish to it. So for me, I wouldn't want to use that all over. I certainly wouldn't use that in, you know, my crow's feet beside my eyes. And so I love the combination of having just that natural finish demi matte tinted moisturizer underneath and then this in the T-zone on top. It was just a beautiful combination for me. And I just want to let people know with Laura Mercier that they recently expanded their shade range to 20.
Yes.
It was much more limited before. I'm not sure how many they had before, but now they have 20, so if you were having trouble finding your shade, just a heads up that it might be good to revisit. I know in tinted moisturizers, they always tend to have less, but it's not enough. So it's great they went to 20. Even Fenty Skin Tint that just came out has 25 instead of like the 40 or whatever foundations, which by the way is completely sold out at Sephora, I noticed. Just saying. Haven't tried it. Anyway, so what's so special about this particular new formula? So Linda Cantello, who is like the international makeup artist for this brand, she likens it to instant coffee is how she's describing this formula because it has what they're calling this marketing terminology, guys, just get ready. It's called water memory technology.
Trademark.
Yeah. It transforms the powder into a liquid on your skin is what it's said to do. That's why she calls it like instant coffee because it's like the dry coffee grinds, but it turns into a liquid. So I don't know how much truth there is to that, but what I can just tell you, having used it, is I didn't feel like there was any cakiness, and I do have some fine lines. It looked natural, and it didn't start breaking apart and separating on me, which is often what happens. And I wore it on last weekend when it was really, really warm, and I was outside all day. So I was impressed. I just felt like I had this radiant glow. There was definitely that blurring that you always hear about with the latest powders. And it did give me a bit of coverage. So
okay,
I like it.
So Carlene, you've set your makeup. What else have you been using to sort of get glowing for summer?
Yeah. So I think that's kind of the perfect combination. And especially if you do have kind of combination skin, you're going to want to use that powder. So I love that combo, tinted moisturizer with a powder in the T-zone. I want to talk about the glow, right? Everybody wants the glow. That's like the summer. I mean, that's the summer hit, right? To wear with the summer dress. It's all about the skin, right?
Hot girl summer.
And so I want to talk about a product that I think is especially great for people who do have just like normal to I don't even know if you want to say dry skin, but it's like if you're not a powder person and you love just like this new trend toward like second skin, maybe you don't wear a foundation regularly. It's all about these skin enhancers or these skin hancers, as we've started talking about, Jill. In our recent episode, we talked about this idea with Giada when we were talking about Emmy Collet, these kind of second skin enhancers. And also last week with the beauty sandwich, we were talking about
secret sauce.
So this is kind of like a new and emerging category, as far as I'm concerned, where it can feel a bit blurring the lines between skincare and cosmetic.
For sure.
And it can go either way. Like some of them fall more into the skincare category. I've recently been obsessed with Victoria Beckham's priming moisturizer, the golden one. It has a hint of golden in it. And that's an example. That one's heavier on the skincare front. It's got lots of skincare ingredients, but it does definitely give you this touch of a golden glow, and it's beautiful. But you do have to kind of play around with it, because I find if I put it on and then I just put my foundation on over top, it can completely obliterate that gorgeous glow and I end up putting it back on. So yeah, it's really something you can play with, and you can mix these into your moisturizer. You can mix them into your foundation. And the one I want to talk about right now, which is brand new, hitting store shelves tomorrow, it's the Iconic London Radiance Booster. It's $39 US and it's $50 Canadian. It also comes in 10 shades. So that really gives you an idea that, you know, this isn't just like an illuminator like we've seen in the past. Typically, we would have seen like there's a white one, a golden one, a peach one, or a pink one. This one really has more of like, I would say champagne all the way up to bronzy tones.
Right.
And that's why you get 10 shades, so that you can use it on multiple skin tones. There's going to be the one for you that's just going to give you that touch of glow.
This one reminds me of Revlon Skin Lights in terms of the packaging.
Mm.
Remember back in the day, Revlon Skin Lights? It was so iconic.
Actually, I don't really remember that for some reason.
It was like Holly Berry was in the campaign go to. And it was like, I remember when I worked at Glow, and it was like we would get letters. Like when it got discontinued, people were so upset. Revlon Skin Lights, iconic.
Maybe it was before its time.
I think it might have been.
So I'm just holding it up to the Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer to give you an idea. This is like a full size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 1.7 fluid ounces is the Laura Mercier. So it's very similar. It is designed to be worn all over your face. And the thing about Iconic London is they've really zeroed in on this category. Like if you go to their website, and first of all, if you don't know about them, they're out of the UK, obviously, hence the name. And they got really popular because their luminizers, like Kim Kardashian, really loved them. And so when she, like 5 years ago, when she was really popularizing that glowy look, that's how they got popular. And so they just keep coming up with these like tiny iterations and differences where you can get this newness and really play around. This is the last thing I'm going to say before I turn over the mic to you, Jill, is that it does have, it's called this oleo gel in it, oleo gel complex. And that really gives you like a plumper. I felt like it was almost like a primer. It was like filling in. It's like, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but that thicker, you know, the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter, like that kind of a thing. Yeah, it just gives you this gorgeous base. So I love this for summer. I think a lot of people could get really into it. Again, you can mix it with your foundation, just have fun with it. It's all about that glow.
Yeah.
All about that glow.
Yeah, this brand you seem to really like. Like you've talked now a couple of times about this. It's your new discovery.
I know.
Like in terms of it. It's like a new import.
Yeah, it's so true.
So good. I think it's just with these types of products, the skin enhancers, I think it's just about that refinement where before these types of products did look like you were wearing glitter all over your face or just like trying way too hard. And now it's like you're not masking anything. It's just like turning a light bulb on. And you know what? I'm here for it.
Totally. And you're absolutely right. It's incredibly nuanced, you guys. Like, I tried the Becca. They had a, what was it called? Light shifting veil or something like that. Tinted moisturizer. I tried that like a month or two ago when it came out. And it was so obviously like a Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter ripoff. And it was hilarious when I put, my face looked like a disco ball. Like it can go really wrong.
Oh,
you know, this concept, you've got to get it in the right hands. And I think that's where Iconic London is nailing it. You cannot trust any single brand out there to do that for you.
Yeah. The other one that I liked that I talked about a few episodes ago was the Glow by Auric, like the Auric Beauty by Samantha Ravindal. That product was just like, mwah, chef's kiss. Absolutely amazing. Glow Lust is the name of that product. So Anyway, okay, so that's exciting. I can't wait to try those. All right, so I want to talk to you guys about, on the line of skin enhancers, we have one more to recommend. And this is a really interesting one, I think, because it's from Pi Beauty, Pi Skincare. And this is actually their first venture, Carlene, into the world of makeup. And Pi Beauty, it is all the formulas. Their whole MO is that it's like, for sensitive skin by people with sensitive skin. So
I love that line.
Yeah. Pi, it's PAI. If you guys aren't familiar, it's out of the UK as well. And I think that this product that they've just come out with, it's a departure for them, but I think in a good way. So the name of the product is called Pi Beauty, the Impossible Glow. It's $39 US and it's 59 Canadian. So I'm just holding it up to the camera right now, Carlene. So it's in like a glass bottle. It's like bronzy, coppery. It's very, it looks like really beautiful in the bottle itself. It's kind of like a frosted glass and just, I don't know, stunning on the counters.
Yeah, really pretty.
And with a white dropper lid. So this product is certified organic. So that's a huge thing. I don't think we've ever really seen that in this space before. So certified organic drops. And it's also really that hybrid between skincare and makeup. And you would expect nothing less from this brand. I would say that this is different because it has, like I mentioned, those skincare ingredients. So it's got hyaluronic acid in it, which we know is great for hydration. It's also got sea kelp, and it also has this vitamin C rich lemon fruit water. And those are all meant to boost radiance. So they say that it's subtle radiance. I would not say that. What you do is you're supposed to drop a couple of drops into your moisturizer. I did like half of a drop. And they have women of all skin tones wearing this in their campaign and on their website. So I'm obviously quite fair, but they had women with dark skin tones use this as well. And it worked seamlessly. But I think you just adjust it based on your own skin tone and how much glow you want to go for. Whatever your last step in your skincare routine is, whether that's your SPF or your moisturizer, this is what you add the drop into. So I added like, do you need the teeniest tiny amount? Like I almost think they should make this bottle half the size.
Right.
Because it is a product you would probably, I guess you could use it in the winter if you want to like that lit from within glow. But it's something that I was like, okay, tiny amount. I massaged it on the back of my hand and then I applied it all over. And I actually mixed it with my favorite, the Tata Harper fortifying moisturizer for sensitive skin. This is a new product we hadn't talked about. I'm obsessed with it. It's like gel meets lotion. And so I used it all over to just sort of give my skin that lit from within glow. It does not give you any coverage at all, but they suggest that you can use it on its own, just like dabbed on your cheekbones. And, or, you know, it's one of those like very versatile sort of products. They also say you can use it in body moisturizer. I did not try that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Be gorgeous on the leg because it's that beautiful copper tone.
Well, exactly. And I think because a little goes a long way, you could actually do parts of your body that have more real estate, so to speak. And you could probably get on with it well. Although it does say like, allow it to fully dry before you get dressed. Like, I don't think they've tested it for transfer proof. So just beware. Yeah. So I think it's really gorgeous and glowy, Impossible Glow. I feel like it lived up to the name. And if you're somebody who has sensitive skin and you don't really want to be wearing a lot of makeup, I think that this is something that will suit that niche, that type of person.
Right.
And gives you that lift that you're looking for. Pausing for a quick break in partnership with The New Co. So a common question that pops up in our DMs all the time is about beauty from the inside out. Basically, you all are drinking tons of water. You've got that unlocked, but you want to know what else can we be doing to get that glow from the inside out? And that's why I'm excited to introduce you to The New Co. So they're a natural and organic supplement brand, and their latest daily vegan supplement is called Skin Filter, like the most genius name ever. It definitely got my attention because birdie.com named it the best supplement for glowing skin. So I'm going to tell you a bit about the formula. It's got a proprietary blend of bioavailable ingredients that include champagne, grape seed, melon, vitamin C, and zinc. All of that, plus it has a hefty dose of beta carotene, which the body converts to vitamin A, which we know is so good for skin. And basically when it's ingested, it gets to work to stimulate cell regeneration to make skin look more even, more luminous, and less congested. Of course, patience and consistency is key, but there's a motivation to stick with it because in a clinical study, those taking the supplement for 60 days, and it's just one capsule a day, found that their skin's luminosity increased by 26%, elastin increased by 9%, their redness was reduced, and blemishes were less apparent. So love that. You can try all of the products available from The New Co, including their products for gut health, stress, and sleep with 20% off using our code BEAUTY. So you'll visit thenewco.com, that's thenewco.com, and use our code BEAUTY at checkout for 20% off your purchase. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. Now back to the show.
Hey, I'm Molly Carmel, an eating disorder and addiction therapist and your coaching guide. On my show, What You're Craving, we get to the real root of your problems when it comes to food, weight, dieting, and beyond. Through honest conversations with the crew of my favorite experts and friends, we'll expand our minds, we'll learn, we'll laugh, we'll even heal. Get ready to break open and break through. I've got your back big time, and together we'll figure out what you're really craving. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode anywhere you listen to podcasts.
All right. So let's get into more makeup. What else are you loving to wear with a summer dress this season?
Okay. Well, I can't talk about summer makeup without talking about the Peaches Makeup Challenge. Obviously, that's been all over TikTok, kicked off by Hailey Bieber, of course. And so I found a product that gets you that look in one palette, and it's from Benefit.
Okay.
So this is the Benefit Foroscope palettes. I'm going to hold it up for you to see, Carlene.
Okay.
And there. So there's actually three of these palettes. The one that I have in my hand is Air Goddess. There's also Earth Angel. And then there's Fire Queen. So they're all kind of inspired by your horoscope, but they're four quad palettes that are blushes, highlighters, and bronzers in one. And so my favorite one is the Air Goddess. It has four hues inside.
So pretty.
So it's got the four hues, which is their iconic Dandelion Baby Pink Brightening Face Powder. They've got Solstice, which is a berry blush. It's a mini one. And then they've got Georgia, mm-hmm. of course, iconic. This is their peach blush. And then they've got Blaze over here, which is their peach pink highlighter. So there's two of them that are minis and then two are full size. And the price on this is very affordable. It's $36 US, $48 Canadian. And the value is like $94. So if you were to buy all of these individually, they'd be a lot more expensive. So the other thing I think that Benefit just does really well, Carlene, is I think when people hear of things like Peaches Challenge and stuff like that, it can kind of sound a bit intimidating, or they're like, what is that? I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But what Benefit, you know, they're always so problem solution oriented. They actually include this little legend on the inside of the palette. So it tells you exactly, it's like paint by numbers.
Right. So smart.
To tell you exactly where to do it. So I just think it's like very cute, very fun. And I just use the blush brush and the highlighter brush that I have. And I just kind of had fun painting by numbers. And literally, it's instantly the Peaches Challenge in one palette. One thing I would say about it is that this worked pretty well on me. I do think these colors would be maybe a little too faint on someone with dark skin tone. So I would recommend either the Earth Angel palette, which is a different set of powders. They have like the Hoola bronzer. And then they also have, I don't have it in front of me, but they also have the Fire Queen. Mm-hmm. And I think that one would translate a little bit better on dark skin tones. So I think, though, it's great value. It's really fun. You can take it with you. And it just feels like summer in a palette.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've always done that so well. And actually, going back to that idea we were just talking about of luminizers, like those were the original ones that I personally fell in love with, was like Moonbeam and all that, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they just do, they do complexion so well. They honestly do. So yeah, I've got that in my stash. I'm going to have to try that gel.
Question for you. We've got Earth Angel, Air Goddess, Fire Queen. Are we missing a sign? Shouldn't there be one for the water babies out there?
Well, I suppose so, but maybe they didn't want to do blue. That was like off-brand for the Peaches Challenge this year, I suppose.
Okay. Just don't want to leave out my Pisces ladies. Anyway.
Yeah. So I want to tell you about another product that you can use if you're obsessed with this Peaches Challenge and the whole Peaches look, which, by the way, I actually did some Googling to try to find out what makeup her makeup artist used, because it was actually her makeup artist,
of course,
not her, yeah, who did her Peaches look. And of course, that was because of the Justin Bieber Peaches song that she kicked that off. I could not find anywhere what the makeup was that he used. And I think that's so interesting because, of course, she's the face of mm-hmm. Bare Minerals. But this year she trademarked Rode Beauty.
Yeah.
Which is going to be her namesake line. That's her middle name, apparently. So I wonder, mm-hmm. I actually wondered if that could be some of her own products that he used.
Very
but
possible.
I'm not sure. Maybe it was just another brand and they weren't allowed to say because of the Bare Minerals.
And it's so funny, when she did her Vogue video, Get Ready With Me, she would talk about tools. Like, she mentioned the Shawnee Darden facial sculpting wand. Uh-huh. But anytime she held a cream to the camera, it was like the back of the jar. Like, you could never tell what she was using. And it wasn't her own stuff.
Right.
It was like, if you had a keen eye, you could tell what brand it was. But she's over right. giving freebie recommendations. You know, it's like, stay tuned.
Well, and she might still technically be under contract with Bare
Minerals.
That's true. But yes, who knows? Speaking of mm-hmm. Bare Minerals, that's the next product that I want to talk to you about. I'm holding it
okay.
here, Jill. It's this beautiful product that kind of looks like a blush. It's a compact. It's not a blush. It's not a bronzer. Mm-hmm. It's a blonzer.
Okay.
Okay. That's right. I said blonzer. It's the Bare Minerals Gen Nude Blonzer. So it is a 2-in-1 hybrid. It's a mashup of blush and bronzer. It comes in 3 shades. $25 US, $33 Canadian, and it just launched this spring. It's actually a limited edition. It's just really fun. And so, yeah, you get that pop of rosiness that you would get in a blush with the warmth of a bronzer. So I personally love this shade here. It's called Kiss of Copper.
Okay.
And so it definitely is going to give you that peachy glow. But what I like about it is it takes the guesswork out. So what you were talking about with Benefit is it has that great paint by numbers. That's so helpful. We love that. But some people might not even want to be bothered yeah. with that, right? So, you know, what I always do, we talked about this formula and what you always do every summer when you switch over your makeup. So I always do layer blush over bronzer. I love that look. I use the bronzer shade in kind of like to carve out my cheeks, if you will. I don't really carve, but I just kind of suck in my cheekbones like, mm-hmm. like that. And then I brush along the contour where it sort of caves in. And then I smile and I brush my blush on the apple of my cheek. And I always go for a peachy shade. I was originally obsessed with, of course, NARS Orgasm. And so I just always gravitate toward that. It's a warm, beautiful shade. And so that's what I love about these three that came out in these bronzers, is it really blends both of those looks
right.
together. So how you want to use it is you do kind of like a W shape on each side. So you're going to do in your cheekbone, and then you're going to go up through the temple and down through the jawline. And I want to share with you guys a hot tip that I learned from the incredible makeup artist, Patty Dubroff, who we interviewed for our show a while back now. It was all about makeup brushes. So I use this type of a fan brush.
Yeah, like, I cringe every time I think about her touching my dirty makeup brushes. I would redo that. I would undo that. Patty, for listening, I'm apologizing now and invite you back for a redo.
Jill made Patty wash her danky makeup brushes in a sink to show us how to do it properly. But anyway,
listen, it was in theory, it was a good idea. In practice, it wasn't. It didn't work out. We got to try different stuff sometimes, you know?
Absolutely. Got to keep the listeners guessing what we're going to do next. So, but one of the best makeup tips that I took away was from Patty, and it was to use a fan brush when applying
yes.
blush. Okay. Because it's very, very thin. And you're not going to overdo it. And I think that's what's great about these Bare Minerals bronzers, is it gives you a lot of pigment. you know, you can build it up, but you do get quite a bit off the hop. What's great about that is it's good for many skin tones.
Yes.
But for people who are very fair, like me, you can overdo it really quickly. So that's where you want to apply it with the fan brush. Again, in the cheekbone, going up through the temple, back down and around the jawline. And so it's just really this perfect, it's probably a bit more blush than bronzer, but it is this perfect blend that you can just quickly one and done. It's really pretty. It's all about the peaches challenge. I'm wearing it today with the new Cure Weiss Naturally Matte Lip Color in a peachy tone. So I've got this monochromatic look happening. Love it. So simple.
Kind of reminds me of Jamie makeup. You know, she has the blighter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, the blighter is how you say it. It's B-L-I-G-H-I, whatever. It's like blush and highlighter together. And that's like her only product. And I think it's genius that she created it. And I haven't personally tried it, but everybody I've seen use it, it's like very easy to put on and the pigment is great and everybody can wear it. I love her. I love her makeup tips on Instagram. So I think it's cool to give her a shout out.
Absolutely. And I think just going back to that idea of the liquid luminizers, they are so great. But I do, that's for my skin type, right? So if you have oily skin, you still want to get that glow, but you don't want the oil. You don't want an overabundance of wetness. So this is the type of product, you know, there are a lot of girls who just can't use liquid blushes. So I go on and on about those all the time, but this is perfect to get that radiant luminosity without, you know, the excess oils. So love it.
All right. Well, Carlene, you mentioned lips, that Cure Weiss product that you were using. So I'm going to tell you about my favorite product that I've tried in all the stuff that we're trying for this episode today. This is from NARS. It's their Soft Matte Tinted Lip Balm, limited edition, $28 and 37 Canadian. There's six different shades. And honestly, I'm obsessed with everyone that I've tried. So what it is, it's a sheer matte lip balm that delivers this sort of like wash of color, but it gives you like a diffused blurred effect on your lips. And it's just so comfortable to wear. I'm in love.
You don't often hear the words matte and lip balm together.
Definitely not. Right away, I was like, oh, I got to try that because it's definitely a unique offering. What they say, it's soft matte perfection for every skin tone. So it's nude, quote unquote, but it has nude shades that work across the spectrum. And even on the NARS website and on Sephora, where you can buy this, they have each and every one of these shades swatched on a dark skin tone, a medium skin tone, and on a fair skin tone like myself. So you can see what each of them looks like. And it's not that it's like basically anyone can wear any of the shades, but they'll obviously just have a different effect. The swatches for these were beautiful online, and you can see that these will work for any skin tone.
Okay, so which of all of them was your favorite shade?
My favorite shade was called Unrestricted. And no surprise, it's like a pinkier nude.
Okay.
It's like kind of crazy. It's like, why would I want a lip product that's exactly my lip color? But I do. And it's so the feeling of it. And like, it does give this sort of like blurred effect that your lips just look a little bit fuller or something. It's just the perfect product for summer.
Okay. That diffused look. I love it. You know what's funny? Actually, Kula had sent me their lip balms, SPF 30, and they have tinted ones now.
Okay.
And I was playing around. There was like a pinky one I was wearing, and it gave that diffused matte look.
Yeah.
With an SPF 30.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And so I guess, how do we want to finish it off? I mean, personally, I don't wear a lot of eyeshadow in the summer. I mean, I'm not a big eyeshadow person anyway, I'll be honest. I wear just like usually one shade and that's it with some eyeliner.
I've been wearing this palette actually all over.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So yeah, just keeping it really simple. I like a fluffy kind of brow look and a fluffy lash look. So I want to tell you about the latest mascara that I've been pretty impressed with. It's the Velour Pretty Big Deal Tubing Mascara and Peptide Serum. I'm holding actually the mini version here. The full-size version is $26 US and $36 in Canada. And I'm going to open it up so you can see the wand. It does have a curved wand. So it's going to help give you that little bit of curl at the outer corners, which I do enjoy. And it has like a decent size wand, which I like. It's a wire bristle brush, not silicone. So the reason I really like tubing mascaras in the summer, because again, it's just, I find tubing mascaras don't tend to smudge or flake as much. And I love even more so, I'm even lazier than usual. So I just like that I don't need a separate eye makeup remover. You know, the great thing with tubing mascaras is you just use some warm water and you just give your lashes a little kind of shake, a little twist with your fingers, and all of those like tubes or filaments just like come out in your hands, which is actually so satisfying as well. Mm-hmm. So this is like that. The only thing I would say about tubing mascaras is usually my expectation is not very high in the drama department. I tend to think of tubing mascaras as being wetter formulas that usually lend itself to more definition. It does give you a little bit more of like a feathery or fluffy look on your eyelashes. And I do think that's somewhat unusual in a tubing formula. So that's what I like about it. I also find that it doesn't smudge on me. Maybe after like many hours when I'm going to wash off my makeup, I notice like a little bit of flaking, but not a lot, not the usual smudge that I have to typically deal with when my eyelids mm-hmm. do get oilier in the summer. And fun fact, I actually ran 3K around a track. It mm-hmm. was about 70 degrees or like 20 degrees Celsius in here in Canada. And I didn't have any smudging even after that. So
okay.
Just a humble brag, just going to drop, you know, I just ran like 3K. It was no big deal at all, but.
Close my rings, but who cares? Who's keeping track anyway?
Nobody's keeping track except for my Apple Watch every single day. But yeah, so I really enjoyed that. And the other thing, the last thing I'll say about it is, of course, velour lashes, you guys might know as being a false lash brand. And yeah. This is their first foray into mascara. And it's mm-hmm. also AAPI owned. So if you yes. are making a concerted effort to support Asian owned beauty brands right now, Velour is a good one. And this product is also vegan. So those are our makeup finds. That's what I'm going to be wearing all summer long, along with my faithful the brand summer dresses, my Jenny Bird gold necklaces. And listen, guys, we are too early to get into our fall episodes and all the fall newness. We're not even going to think about that right now. But I really want to know what types of products you'd like us to review this summer. You know, what have we not covered yet? Is there like a theme? Please get in touch with us. Drop us a line in our DMs or in our Facebook chat room. We love to hear from you guys.
So that's it for this week. Friendly reminder, everything we talked about is over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.